So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Phone lines will be open as they always are, 404-726-0929. You can call us up and ask us anything. We'll wrap the show up like that. But Tuesdays at 1:20 mean Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
I am doing great. Hope you guys are as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Another really entertaining, probably nerve-wracking at times, but ultimately victorious afternoon Saturday for Georgia fans, and it was a different type of win against Ole Miss. What's your biggest take from the way that they won that football game?
Well, as you said, I can't believe that week after week they just keep playing so many entertaining, down-to-the-wire, heart-stopping games. It's phenomenal content, although I think it's taking years off of our lives, those of us who are emotionally invested in this. And like you said, too, it's a different kind of game in that it was only a few days ago that coming off the Auburn game, another thriller that Georgia won, where people were saying, Kirby Smart himself included, hey, Georgia's just not explosive. That's not how this offense is built. That they're designed to grind it out 3-4 yards at a time and, you know, perhaps control the clock, which typically means lower scoring games. And then lo and behold, on Saturday, because of what Lane Kiffin's able to do, and Kiffin is really in his bag right now as a coach because of what he's able to do, well, all of a sudden Georgia's in a position where it has to score every single time. And it did settle for field goals a couple of times, but scored every time it touched it. And if the offense doesn't do that, Gunnar Stockton included, Mike Bobo included, if they don't do that, then Georgia probably doesn't win.
Hey, B.A., it's Abe filling in for Randy today. I don't think I'd be doing the job justice if I didn't ask you about Lawson Lucky and the tight ends getting it done for Georgia when they really had to have it. A couple injuries throughout the receiving corps as well. Those guys really stepped up on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, anybody will tell you that they've been doing a great job supporting the running attack with their blocking, and there have probably been times this season when they were open, especially Oscar Delp, you know, the chance to have the ball delivered to them, and for whatever reason it wasn't. So A, you like to see patience rewarded. In the case of Lawson Lucky, that's what happened. And if you're a Georgia fan, you also see the emergence of the tight ends, because Delp also had a pretty good day too. Now, Lawson had the you know, essentially historic day of 3 touchdown catches. Been a long time since the pass catchers had that at Georgia. But both the tight ends getting involved the way they did also suggest that, hey, maybe Gunner is getting comfortable. He's going through progressions. He's seeing open men and really figuring some things out after, I guess, his 8th start beyond the midway point of his first full season. Maybe this is also evidence that Georgia is just settling into an offensive rhythm. Fans certainly hope that's the case, myself included.
Yeah, that I was going to ask you about that part of it for sure. Just kind of a big picture Gunner question in general, and really take this wherever you want. And I think where you just were is probably a part of where you'll go. But where was the Gunnar Stockton narrative kind of at different mile markers throughout the year? And where do you feel like it is now after that performance against Ole Miss?
Well, I think there was a belief coming into this that Gunnar needed to play better. And it was always said in polite and somewhat hushed tones, not because people were afraid to say the truth, but because, A, if Gunnar wasn't playing great, he was at least playing good, to use bad grammar. He was at least playing good, and there was this thought that he was giving a lot to the team. His teammates really like him. So I don't know that anybody that wasn't just trolling for attention necessarily wanted to hammer it and talk about how bad Gunnar was or anything like that, because you know that didn't feel like it was the complete truth. But it was still fair to say, because of some targets that got missed or some offensive production that could have been more robust, that Gunnar probably needed to play better. Well, on Saturday he did. The rushing touchdown was as impressive as anything anybody's going to do. To throw to Dylan Bell, you can make as good a throw, but I don't think you can make a better throw with any other quarterback. That's how on the money it was. Now, we also had this in the Stetson Bennett era where Bennett would have a great game and you'd hear Georgia fans say, I don't want to hear any more Stetson Bennett slander. Right. And then Bennett would do something a little different than that in a follow-up game, and suddenly the same mob was now back to criticizing him again. So that's the nature of playing quarterback in the SEC, especially at a place like Georgia. I'm sure there'll be plenty more discussion about Stockton, and it's obviously hard to maintain as high a level as he played on Saturday. But make no mistake, Gunnar Stockton was sensational against Ole Miss.
I know there have been some issues with Nate Frazier and with Chauncey Bowens, a little bit limited, just the 10 carries there. Big day for Frazier, 17 carries, 72 yards, also had the short touchdown reception, and you could kind of see the relief, just body language on his face after he was able to score. What does this mean now for the Georgia run game? After an off week, you'll face Florida. Bowens maybe get closer to 100%, but now maybe a little bit more confidence in Nate Frazier as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think this Chauncey Bowens has been a revelation this year, because I think he's been far better than most people would have imagined. He's shown a level of elusiveness that a lot of Georgia running backs haven't had in recent years. And Georgia knew, Kirby Smart included, that it couldn't just give up on Nate Frazier after he had what's been a problem for him, another fumble in the game against Alabama. They had to, for lack of a better way of saying it, rehabilitate him and get him back in the Georgia offense. And the performance against Ole Miss suggests that maybe that's happening, that his confidence is returning and his ball security, maybe it's just getting better. And obviously, if you've got Bowens and Frazier, then that gets Georgia looking more like the tandem of running backs it seems to have when it's at its best. So I do think the emergence of Bowens, and as you said, I guess continuing to be fully healthy, although they would say that he's healthy now, but sometimes they say lots of things. So the emergence of Bowens and the return to the good graces of Nate Frazier, I think that also speaks to pretty good offensive potential still yet to be fully tapped into by this Georgia team throughout the rest of the season.
Brandon Adams joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, which I would encourage that you listen to. It is an excellent listen. It's also a place to go to if you want to hear someone enjoy the misfortune of a rival. And I know that Brandon probably is enjoying he's always enjoyed what's been going on with Florida for the last handful of years. But then moving on from another coach, I know probably is something that is not lost on Brandon Adams. So sort of take the Florida job opening any direction you want, BA, because it's certainly interesting.
Well, it's less fun to do this today because I know Abe sitting next to you is a Florida fan, whereas if Randy was here, he'd be egging me on. Abe, less likely to do this. But listen,
no, it's fine. Making Abe sad is part of the show, so go for it.
I mean, listen, first of all, can you believe that for the third time in the last 8 years, Florida's replacing a coach at or around the time that it's playing Georgia? I mean, that in itself is almost statistically impossible. And listen, as much as I would love, you know, just to rail on him and make fun of him and everything else, I mean, even for a school that's as inept as Florida's proven to be, the chance of them having five failed coaches in a row just seems somewhat improbable. So maybe even if it's just blind luck, at some point in time, you got to imagine they might stumble into a good coach. Now, I know Florida fans said, well, Billy Napier is going to be that guy, and then before that, Dan Mullen is going to be that guy, and before that, Jim McElwain was going to be that guy. But one of these days, if they keep making that proclamation, Andy, I'm concerned that one of these days, like a broken clock, they may just turn out to be right one or two times out.
All I heard was fear and concern out of the voice of PA. That's all I heard.
Is that, I mean, I think the narrative surrounding good job, bad job, whatever is shifting. Certainly, it seems like you can kind of win anywhere. I don't know that you can win a national championship anywhere, but there's people winning at programs that have not traditionally done that right now in college football. Is Florida a good job? Like, is that an attractive landing spot for a candidate?
I think it is. Now, I'm going to put my objective hat on for a minute, at least the most I'm capable of doing. I think the knock on Florida throughout the years is maybe not always, whether it be in the old days facilities or maybe the new days with some of the NIL stuff, maybe not as big of a spender as a comparative program that kind of in the same weight class. That's been the knock. But I do think, you know, people have said Lane Kiffin. To me, Florida is looking for the next Steve Spurrier more so than the next Urban Meyer. They still view, and maybe Abe would correct me, but they still view, I think, Spurrier as the avatar for what a Florida coach is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. I think that Lane Kiffin is the closest to that right now. And so if they had a chance to hire Lane Kiffin, I think that's the closest thing they'd get to a home run. Now, people have said, well, why would you leave Ole Miss right now when Ole Miss is proving as capable of winning as Florida is? And I would say in the near-term present tense, that certainly seems true. Lane Kiffin's raised a lot of money there. But over the long haul, commitment year after year after year, because it's a larger fan base, larger alumni base, better access to, you know, funds, you know, Florida is going to have more potential for that than a small state like Mississippi that shares, Ole Miss does, with another program in the same state, Mississippi State. The long-term projections and trajectory for Florida is just a lot more favorable than Ole Miss is. So I do think that Kiffin, if he wants to win a national championship, would have a better chance of doing that at Florida than he would Ole Miss. And I think for what Florida has been and what it thinks it could be, because look at what they've hired, and I'll say this quickly. You know, they've gone Group of Five Jim McElwain, mm-hmm. lower level SEC when it comes to Dan Mullen, mm-hmm. Group of Five Billy Napier. You know, they've tried a lot of different types of things, right. But Lane Kiffin would be a lot more of a true proven commodity, more proven at Ole Miss than I think that Dan Mullen was when they first hired him. That this would be an example of the kind of hire they really have not made. And so while I, as a Gator hater, hope they don't hire Lane Kiffin, it's the best hire they could make, I do believe.
Brandon, we appreciate it. Great stuff as always. Thank you.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. And I had thought about that because the Lane Kiffin rumors are out there, mm-hmm. obviously. And they've been out there for a while.
Well, last cycle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, they were sure. Florida boosters were sure that they were getting Lane Kiffin when.
It's different now, though, isn't it?
I think so.
I think they're a lot more comfortable with the idea of Lane because of the last three seasons since Napier.
Definitely.
Like,
I think Lane Kiffin,
that guy hasn't missed.
Lane Kiffin has continued to,
yeah.
I don't want to say like change the narrative. I think he's just gotten better. Like genuinely has gotten better at coaching and running a program and all the things that you're allowed to do. As you
3 years
more.
Ago, you couldn't justify making him the highest paid coach in college
right.
football.
Right.
I think you could at least justify it now.
Well, I think there's a few coaches that would love that also because then they would immediately
yeah.
become the highest paid coach instead of him. But I hadn't really considered the fun of Georgia, Florida, Kirby, Kiffin, like how much fun that rivalry – it's already a fun rivalry, but like how much kind of extra boost it gets with that. And I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, I have.
That would be that'd be pretty cool.
Bunk, I go to sleep at night thinking about Lane Kiffin wearing orange and blue.
Good. That's good.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma
With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
That's what I think about. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
There's a lot of jokes I wanted to make there, Abe, and I didn't make any.
I left it open for you. I knew we were running out of time, but I wanted to see.
That's me maturing.
I wanted to see.
Much like Lane Kiffin.
You want 15 mil?
I would love $15 million. That'd be great. How can we make that happen?
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.